This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. In a video message released on Friday to the people of Argentina, Pope Francis spoke of his regret at not being able to visit his homeland this year or in 2017, saying he already has planned trips to Asia and Africa next year.
Queridos hermanos y hermanas,
in the message, which the Pope described as a monologue but wished it were a chat, he assured his compatriots that he continues to be an Argentinian who feels close to his people and revealed that he still travels with an Argentine passport.
Yo todavía viajo con pasaporte argentino.
Pope Francis urged the people of Argentina to help promote a culture of encounter in which people can live with dignity and express themselves peacefully without being insulted, condemned, attacked, or cast to one side. Noting that this year there were two important events for the church in Argentina, the beatification in August of Mama Antula and the canonization in October of Coro Brochero, the Pope said he very much wished he could have attended these two events, but it was not possible. He said it was his love for his native land that was prompting him to ask his fellow countrymen to place their nation on their shoulders, a nation that needs each of us to give of our best, to improve, to grow, and to mature. Only in this way, he went on, can we achieve a culture of encounter that is able to overcome the throwaway culture which is so prevalent in today's world. In addition to Argentina's many natural riches, Pope Francis reminded his listeners that the nation's greatest treasure was its people, and urged them to walk alongside the needy and help those who fall sick to recover.
Yo a ese pueblo argentino lo respeto, lo quiero.
He assured his compatriots that he loves and respects them and carries them within his heart. In conclusion, the Pope said, like a schoolteacher of old, he was giving his fellow countrymen some homework during this Jubilee year of mercy. He then went on to list seven works each of corporal and spiritual mercy, and urged his listeners to try to perform these good deeds every day or every other day. I'm Susie Hodges.